It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now is Mr. Chick Hernandez. You will hear him on the call tomorrow with B. Mitch for the Commanders-Dolphins game. Mr. Chick, what's up, dude?
What's happening? That game on WSA9, ding, ding, ding. By the way,
there it is.
Jeff Walker said that I might have a trouble hearing B. Mitch's voice because he's carrying his head around all the time. What does that mean?
He said I was carrying his head around. It's heavy.
Oh, okay.
What hole are you on, Chick?
Oh, not a hole. I'm on the North Beach right now, the Hollywood Beach. Went and worked out this morning, which is a shocker to most humans. And then
I saw you coming in there early, man. I was wondering where you were coming from. So, Chick, you were at the Jets practice and also you were at Miami practice yesterday. What was the major difference you saw?
Well, I mean, there's so many different things that take place in a practice. And first off, as I'm sure you guys have well documented, the two facilities are phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal, right? You walk in there and you can see that look on the Commanders' faces like, oh, well, this is what it's supposed to be like. It's not their fault and it's not the current ownership's fault. So I think that'll be rectified in the years to come. But I just, you know, you see, like, there was a, and I pointed out to B. Mitch later, there was a bucket throwing contest at the end of practice where the quarterbacks, both teams, and some assistant coaches were throwing a 35-yard pass into not a bucket, but a little screened bucket. I only saw one ball out of 25-plus balls go in that bucket. That belonged to Jaden Daniels. I'm like looking, going, how is Tua not hitting that thing? How is nobody else hitting that thing? But as far as your question goes, I just saw crispness again. I see guys excited to go against each other. There was a lot of drawing back. There was certainly a lot of chippiness, for sure, which is going to happen. And then to be inside that bubble for the final plays and of all guys, Kendall Fuller to get the practice-ending interception for him to do a little woofing at the sideline of his former teammates. That's just a lot of fun to watch these guys having fun. They're having a lot of fun while playing.
So it was interesting. Kendall was asked about that after when he talked. And, you know, what he actually did was the old school flight marshal celebration that they were doing when he was drafted. And it's just crazy to think that wasn't that far long ago, but it feels like a different universe when he was drafted and they were competing. And, I mean, Scott McLuhan drafted Kendall Fuller. How long ago does that seem?
It seemed like an eternity.
That's amazing.
I think having some tackles made a big difference in practice yesterday.
Sure.
They should have them tomorrow night. How do you think Jaden will handle playing behind this O-line?
Oh, I think he handled his one series last week without having his tackles there. So I think he'll be fine. I think they'll play him a good amount more, probably first quarter or so, I think, get a good feel for the ones. He's – as everybody has said, he is light years ahead when it comes to his preparation for a rookie, right? We've talked to several coaches over the last couple of weeks, and it's cool to be on the road with them where you just sit in the lobby and just have a quick chat. And, you know, you mentioned Jaden, and their eyes light up and go, holy cow, this guy so on top of things with his teammates, right? Most importantly, almost, with his teammates, that locker room. He's got that part not figured out, but he's taking the time and energy to do that, to text folks, to, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page. As we've talked about, will it equate to wins? Don't know. Can't say that. But you can say that this is going to be a better product, I think, in watching these guys and watching this coaching staff. It's a different vibe. I hate the word vibe, but it is different. And they have an intentionality about them.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, people are saying these things because they see it, and if you're around it, you understand it. It doesn't guarantee anything, but if you don't do the stuff that he's doing, you damn sure won't be winning anything. Those out there that may think that he's getting too much praise, what do you say to them?
Who? Daniel?
Jaden.
Yeah. Well, I'd say to them, shut the hell up, for one. It's not too much praise. Nobody that I know that's in the business and, and any coherent fan would say, okay, the guy was really good in college. He's doing the right thing to be a pro. Let's see what happens. Those who are saying, oh, we're going to the playoffs, blah, 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 you can't do that. You can't put that on him as well, right? I mean, they brought in, they drafted him, right? They got Austin Eckler, a free agent acquisition that can lighten the load for B-Rob and for Jay. Defensively, Bobby Wagner, a quarterback on that defense who's setting the tone for everybody in that room. And another rookie, and Mike Samuels still, right? Who we talked to last night, B? I mean, they were talking about just the fact that he was taking care as a rookie of his defensive unit when it comes to snaps and text, all that jazz. So they are doing the right things before they play their first regular season game.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, talking with Chick Hernandez. Calling the game would be Mitch tomorrow. You can watch it on Channel 9. What time? 7 o'clock kick? What time is this game?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
You're glad y'all said that. I sure thought it was 7:30. I got to be there at 5 o'clock, so no matter what time, I was going to be there.
I tell you what, I wish it was earlier, man. That noon game, dude, I was home by 8 o'clock last week. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. But another night in Florida won't hurt you.
Sure. Defensively, what are you hoping to see? What do you want to stand out tomorrow night?
Boy, to stand out. Well, we know what the tackles will do, and I think even the tackles. What did Joe Witt say last week? He was surprised by how disruptive they were. So John Allen, Deron Payne, they're going to be who they are. I just want to see that mesh of Jeremy Chinn, he's an awfully big safety, working. He's huge, right? I mean, I just want to see, a chemistry in that secondary. Yeah. I mean, and watching the practice yesterday, okay, there were some holes, right? The guys, it's just a 7-on-7 or 11-on-11, but there are some holes there. I mean, they got open, so and Tua could deliver it. I want to see a little more cohesion there. And we continue to harp on Emmanuel Forbes, really good across the middle, really good horizontally. Yesterday, he was pretty good on the deep route, by the way. I know he got a couple plays there, so I want to see his progression and people to see that this guy is, he's doing everything he can to be a better corner in this league.
Yeah, I think what happens, like, people start hearing us saying positive things about certain people, and then they automatically assume everything is perfect. It's not perfect. You want to see the constant growth in it. Listen, John and Deron has done a lot for a long time now. You want to now see how Dorrance and also Cleland are going to match up with them. And then you begin to go back. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I am one, I pay attention to everything. I like to position myself where I can see stuff. And like you just stated about Bobby Wagner, that dude is a middle linebacker and a leader all damn day.
You think he's playing, though? I don't think he's playing.
I don't know if – I'm not worried about if he's going to play or not. I'm just saying the way he's always educating guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's always educating and trying to get the things done. And to be honest with you, when we talked to Chin yesterday, he was saying how much he loved the trip last week and the trip this week, because what it does, it forces the veterans on the team to have to talk to the young guys and bring them along. I've argued for years about – Not going to camp, going away to camp. Because when you're at home, you're going to go home when you got free time, not stay and talk to somebody. And I think these two trips are going to help this team a little more than it did for teams previously.
Look, in the locker room, they're not staying in position groups anymore. And on the road, we sat there last night outside the hotel, right? We were sitting there, having a little stogie and hanging out and watching the different groups of guys who are just hanging out, sitting at the table, and families are coming in and chatting and stuff. That's just as you said, back in the day, that wasn't happening back in the day. You guys were out and about, and that was it. Now these guys are kind of chilling and kind of recovering from the day, getting ready for the next day. You're right about Wagner. He won't play, but, a guy like Frankie Louvu, who is all over the place. You think he's in one spot, and then he's not. He's right there in the face mask with some guys.
Yeah,
it's exciting
everywhere
to watch the growth of these guys. So I really want to see a great effort. The only negative yesterday was, Bo Bauer going down, and that was tough to see.
Yeah, you hate that, man. Yes. We got to go to break. Landfill's going to kill us all. See you later, bud.
All right, peace.
All right. That is Chick Hernandez, 11:45. We got Real or Fake with Cody Betts. Nobody go anywhere.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.